chapter 16, we start in verse 6 down to 34. This is a long story, but for our reading, maybe we can start from verse 6 down to verse 15 only, and then let's proceed afterwards, all right? Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight from Samothrace and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. Mamaya po may quiz tayo lahat ng cities, alright? On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, once again, we look to you as our teacher and our guide. Your word says that when you come, you will guide us into all truth. So we pray, Holy Spirit, just inspire us with your living word. Allow that your word will burn in our hearts and that we will live according to it. The glory will always be yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen, amen. Amen. Now, as I was meditating on this story, actually po tuloy-tuloy ito, yung story ang ito, until we reach verse 34, when I was reading this story, what caught my attention would be the first two verses. The first two verses, it says this, that Paul and his companions, they traveled to certain places, and then they were kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Now, that's odd. Because as far as Holy Spirit is concerned, He is the Lord of the harvest. Just in case you have not learned that, know that the Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. He's the one in charge of evangelism. He's the one in charge of missions. He's the one who wants to win the world for Jesus. But it says in this verse that it's the Holy Spirit who was actually telling them, no, not there. All right? And then we move to verse 7. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus, which is also another name of Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So, on two verses, we find that Holy Spirit was telling them, no. Holy Spirit was telling them, not here. Now, I call this closed doors. Holy Spirit was closing doors for Paul. The Holy Spirit was closing doors for the ministry of the Apostle Paul. And as I was meditating on this, I just reflected on our situation. God is closing doors. Now, we may think of some other factors. Ay, hindi, pastor. Ganito yan, ganyan. You may look at it some other way, but the way I see it, if God is sovereign, then He must be the one closing the doors for us. Because God, we know that He can make all things work together for our good. You may look at our leaving this place in a negative way, but I would like to look at this in a positive way. God is closing doors. Why? Because He has better plans. Amen. Tell the person next to you, better plans. Amen. God is the wisest of all. Our wisest wisdom cannot compare to the, if I may use the word, the most foolish foolishness of God. God is still wiser than us. He sees the big picture, we don't. As to why we need to exit now, I don't know. I thought it's December 31. As to why it's October 31, probably God is in a hurry because He wants to give us our promotion ASAP.
Yes.
I like it that way. So I would like to talk about when God opens a new door. Alright? When God opens a new door, what happens? So what happened here? God closed the door to some places. The Apostle Paul tried another one. God closed the door to those places as well. So it says here, verse 8. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. Everybody say vision. Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once. Everybody say, at once. Kaya po tayo nagmamadali. Paul got ready at once. We're getting ready at once. Immediately. Why? We sense there is a call to an open door. As to where that will be, I do not know. Macedonia's big, people. Macedonia is a big province that would be under the Roman Empire. There was a time when Macedonia was part of the Greek Empire. Greece was conquered by Rome, so it just became a province. Don't think in terms of Nueva Ecija or Bulacan when we speak of provinces. But back then, countries or nations that were conquered by Rome, Rome turned them into provinces. And so Macedonia would just be one of those provinces that Rome conquered. Now, here was the Apostle Paul. He saw the vision and he says, all right, that's the open door. Now, some of our people, FYI, they have been having some dreams. They have been having some impressions from God that, yes, God is about to close this door. And so we are moving out. We're looking at it in that perspective that God has actually given us a direction here. Ang ayoko po kasi is that there will be anyone here who may have some ill feeling, but naman kasi, that's not our spirit. The way we move is that God is in charge, He loves us, and if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? Alright, so when God opens a new door, the question is, what happens? What door is God opening for us after this? Alright, now, let's start. Verse 11. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. We stayed there several days. Verse 13. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. This is so good. Like what you heard from the testimony of Cherry. You know what? You just sit down with someone. Just start a conversation because for all you know, that conversation can actually lead to another open door. Alright? Kaya sabi mo katabi mo, bawal ang mahiyain. I remember Teresa Dedman. Who remembers Teresa? We miss her.
Yeah.
Teresa would always say this, shy is not from God. I said, what? Shy is not from God. What? Shy, like shyness. Ah, okay. And I want you to know this. God has not given us the spirit of shyness. The Bible calls it timidity. God has not given us the spirit of timidity. Alright? So don't be sitting here today and try to give an excuse for yourself. Now, well, you know what? I cannot really share the gospel because I'm shy. You know what? If you are about to fall into a deep ravine, And the person who knows that that is a ravine and you're about to fall will just say, I'm sorry, I'm shy. Mamatay ka na, wag lang siya magsalita. That's not the way it goes, people. And people are sinking down to hell. We need to take that opportunity to share with them the good news that there is salvation in Jesus. Amen? So here's the Apostle Paul. What did he do? It says here, we sat down and began to speak. Everybody say, speak. Speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer. Everybody say, dealer. Big time to. Alright? A dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. Question, what if the Apostle Paul did not say anything? What if he did not take that step of boldness and just greet the person? Hi, good morning. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? It starts with that. Ako po tuloy-tuloy sa pagkausap sa mga tao. And the reason why I requested Cherry to share her experiences in sharing Jesus with people is that some of you may be thinking, eh, Pastor, dapat lang. I mean, it's a given. You should be able to share Jesus with people. You're a pastor. She's not. And she's not some boss out there like you may be here and you're thinking, eh, Andrew Luzon naman, who can say no to him? He's like the chairman of Cityland. So, like, he can just approach anybody and that person will have to open up. Ay, naku, kundi, I'll be fired. You're fired. It doesn't go that way. You're a believer. God is entrusting the gospel to you. Amen? Sabi mo yung katabi mo, you. Sabi mo yung nagsabi sa'yo, you ka rin. Alright? So what happened here? The Apostle Paul spoke to the women and the Lord opened the heart of Lydia to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. The follow-up was immediate. After Lydia received Jesus, she was baptized. How I wish I can bring a portable pool with me wherever I go. I mean, I get to share Jesus with people. They receive Jesus. Ay, manong, sadali lang ha. Ano po yan? Lublu ba ninyo? I'll baptize you right now. How good would it be? They got baptized. Everybody say, follow up. All right. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. Now, something about Lydia. Listen up. Something about Lydia. Back then, dealers in purple, the purple cloth. All right. For us now, it's no big deal. Sino rito naka-purple ngayon? Taas ang kamay. Next naman. Taas ang kamay. Purple. Okay. Anybody else? Just you? Meron ba rito? Violet. Oh, no. Alright? Purple. Alright? Anybody else? Purple? Back then, if you wear a purple cloth, you're rich. You're wealthy. Why? Listen up. Dealers in purple could be persons of means, meaning they are wealthy. Some scholars believe, alright, that to produce the purple color, 10,000 crushed shellfish were needed to yield a single gram of the costliest purple dye. 10,000 crushed shellfish. Ano yung shellfish? Shellfish. Pagka, you're, akin yan. Right? You're shellfish. But you can just imagine here, to produce 1 gram of the dye, to produce 1 gram of the dye that will produce the color purple, you need to crush 10,000 pieces of shellfish. Magtahong ka, mag... etc. palabaw, shellfish. That's how they produce them. So for Lydia to be selling purple cloth, that means that she has the means for it. She's wealthy. Now, this leads me to my first point. God is closing this door. He's opening up a new door. And this new door is a door to spread influence. Lydia was a woman of influence. I believe this with all my heart. When we get out of this house, there will be more people of influence that will come into the kingdom of God because of what God will be doing to us and through us. There was a man who appeared in a vision to the Apostle Paul. There was really no story of Paul eventually finding that man. It could be a symbolical figure. Just one person saying, come over to Macedonia. And God is telling us now, hey, get out of that house. I'm closing that door. I'm opening a new door. And that new door, you will meet people of influence like Lydia. Who likes that word? Eto ngayon, this is what's crucial. So when we meet the people like Lydia, question, will you have the boldness to stand up for Jesus?
Shy ako eh.
You know what? Regardless of the social status of any person, every person needs Jesus. Some of us would not take that opportunity to talk to the chairman, talk to the CEO, talk to the big boss, talk to the president, talk to the chairman, because we're thinking, I'm down here in the rank and file. That person is up there. But even that person up there needs Jesus. Amen? So it's a door to spread influence. Everybody say influence. I love this story from Ed Silvoso. Listen, this is from Ed Silvoso. Who knows Ed Silvoso? Alright? Siya yung naggawa ng... Never mind. Magpapakorni ako, kaya wag na lang. Alright? Wag na. Nasa isip ko pa lang, nakornihan na ako eh. Wag na. Ed Silvoso is an expert when it comes to reaching the marketplace. When we say marketplace, when I speak of marketplace, we're not talking of palengke, alright? When we say marketplace, that's the that would be the corporate world. That could mean the people outside of the four walls of the church. That's marketplace. Like, yung mga kasama ko sa industriya ng pelikula, that's marketplace. Alright? Yung mga nasa alta sa siyudad, alright? That's marketplace. So, pagbigyan nyo na. Pwede? Okay. So, the marketplace. Thank you. So, Ed Silvoso, he's considered to be the pastor to the marketplace. He is given so much wisdom by God on how to reach people who are not yet churched people, but he knows how to reach out to them. Now, listen to his story. In Thailand, which, as we both know, is not a nation with a Christian background, there is a British missionary who faithfully served the Lord and planted a church. And after 16 years, he only had 43 believers. Imagine this, 16 years old na yung church, just 43 believers. Now, that doesn't sound that bad in Thailand because churches were very small. But he heard the principles that were being taught by Ed Silvoso, and said to me at the end of a conference, like the one we're about to have there, he said, what should I do? So I said, according to Ed Silvoso, I said, go home, teach your people prayer evangelism, and defy people to become a part of that. Which means, we are to disciple nations that will just worship and so forth. He did that. The British missionary in Thailand. Sinunod niya ito. They started praying for people. They started praying for the marketplace. Like, God, we ask you to save souls. They did that. The missionary did that. He did that. He trained 43 people. And just to make a long story short, one of those 43 was an ice cream vendor lady who had been healed of cancer but never led anyone to the Lord. Hindi ako magpapataas na kamay rito. Who has never led anyone to the Lord. Wag na, okay na yan. This ice cream lady has never led anyone to the Lord. She dedicated her ice cream tricycle to the Lord. Lord, I dedicate my ice cream tricycle. Like, Lord, I dedicate my work. Whatever your work is, wherever you are, dedicate it to the Lord. Amen? If you're a student, Lord, I dedicate my studies to you. Lord, I dedicate my being an accountant to you. I dedicate my being a lawyer to you. Whatever. I dedicate my being a nurse to you. Wherever God has placed you, dedicate that to the Lord. So that's what this ice cream vendor lady did. She dedicated her ice cream tricycle to the Lord, combined ministry with labor, led over 700 people to the Lord. Ha! Saan may lalagay yung 700 people dito? That's why we have to move out. 700 people to the Lord, including the provincial mayor who came to the Lord. And because he came to the Lord, was convicted, returned $1 million bribe. The provincial mayor became the disciple of the ice cream vendor. Shy ako eh. Alright? Now, what happens next? This mayor appointed the pastor of the ice cream vendor, appointed the British missionary pastor as his minister of righteousness. And today, that church has grown to over 4,000 people. $7 million have been returned in bribes, and that provincial mayor has just been chosen as the best provincial mayor in Thailand. Hallelujah! Woohoo! Yeah! So here you have a pastor who caught the principles, taught them to his church, impacted the government, impacted the marketplace, and his church grew from 43 to over 4,000. Why? This ice cream lady prayed to the Lord, God, allow me to have influence. Everybody say influence. Huwag tayong matakot sa mga tao who are of influence. Let's not be intimidated by them. Understand this. They also need Jesus. Amen? So when God opens that door, go for Lydia. Go for Lydia. She's a dealer in purple cloth. She's wealthy. She has money. So she also has a soul that needs to know Jesus Christ. And so enter that door. Amen? Secondly, let's move on. Number two. What happens when God closed the door? When God closed the door to the Apostle Paul in those several places, God opened the door, and it's a door that spread the influence of God to the influencers. Secondly, verse 16, let's move on. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her. Now, second, God, when He opens this new door for us, He's going to open a door to win warfares. It's a door to win warfares. Some may look at it from another point of view. Hala, pastor, pagka umalis tayo rito, yung pupuntahan natin, there will be spiritual warfare. You can look at it from that point of view na hala, magkakaroon ng bakbakan, magkakaroon ng spiritual warfare. That's true. But then again, have you ever thought about this? That unless we wage spiritual warfare, those who are bound will not be set free? Unless the church will take authority in the name of Jesus and confront demonic powers, those demonic powers will always remain there until we arise to our calling. Are you getting what I'm saying? Ganito po yan eh. Two perspectives. Number one, pag pumunta ka dyan, mayroong warfare. Alright? So you may look at it with some apprehension na, I don't want warfare. I want the path of peace. On the other hand, you may look at it as, I need to go there because that's the only way that God can set those people free. Why? Because it is only to the church that God has given the authority to cast out demons, not to anybody else. So if we will not do our role, who will do it? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Let's look at this. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Alright, everybody read, go. His intent was that now, through the church, sino rito church, taas kamay, church. Alright. His intent was that now, through the church, what? Read on. Should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Now, who would be the rulers and authorities? These can be both the good angels and the bad angels, which we call demons. How would God demonstrate His manifold wisdom? How would God demonstrate His manifold power and authority to all the rulers and authorities? Through the church. Which is why God told Paul, all right, Paul, I'm opening this door to Macedonia. You go there. Why? There is someone there who is bound by the spirit of fortune-telling. In short, there is a witchcraft spirit right there, and I want you to go to that place, set that place free. Which is why wherever we set our foot on, that place becomes the Lord's. We are called to be a militant church. And that's point number two. God, He is bringing us to an open door, and it's a door where we will win warfares. Everybody say, warfare. Sino excited doon? God has given us authority. Mind you, many Christians have yet to find the joy of victory because we have not done warfare. Pastor, kayo enjoy ba kayo nang meron kayong pinapag-pray ng deliverance? Alam nyo kung saan yung part na enjoy ako when I see that person delivered. Because nothing compares to the glow of joy in that person's face. Just for that person to know, I have been set free. And you know who has been given authority to do that? Us. Tell the person next to you, ikaw. Who would like to be a channel of God's goodness? Channel of God's love? And we do it through deliverance. So when this door closes, God is just telling us, hey, there is a market out there. They also need deliverance. They also need freedom. And you carry that freedom. We carry this freedom. There will be more people who will appreciate the power and authority that we carry. And people, we cannot be selfish about it. Amen? Kinakailangan na tayo ay gumalaw at maghanap ng mga tao na dapat mapalaya. Let's move on with the story. So this woman, she was set free. Now, something happened. After she was set free, those who were her managers, quote-unquote, may manager pala itong fortune teller na ito. Those who were the managers, they complained, goodness, nalulugi ang negosyo namin because of the deliverance ministry. Ang galing yan, huh? I would love to see the kingdom of God advance and the kingdom of darkness come down. Wherever the church will thrive. See, light always overcomes darkness. Can we show them Romans chapter 8, verse 31? And I want us to be a church that will just hold on to this wonderful, wonderful promise. And everybody read, go. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is... for us, who can be against us? Tell the person next to you, God is for you. And yung kabila naman, God is for you. Kalabitin mo nasa harapan mo, God is for you. Hey, listen up. I don't want any victim mentality. And I'm talking to you and your own situation. Because when you embrace that mindset of being a victim, api ako, kinawawa ako, pinagtulungan ako, hindi ako napakinggan, all of these thoughts, they are actually negating the powerful truth that God is for you. So we don't entertain the victim mentality. God is for us. And just like what Martin Luther said, I plus Jesus equals majority. That's good enough for me. Amen? Number three, let's move on. And last, what does it mean for God to be opening a door for us, opening a new door? What's number one? It's a door to spread influence. All right? It's a door to spread influence. Number two, it's a door to win warfares. We are going to places where we are called to conquer. Everybody say, conquer! We actually went to a place. I won't disclose right now kung saan yon. But I was with some of our area pastors. We had a good fellowship. And I told them, tara! Puntahan nga natin ito isang lugar na ito. Apakan natin. Patungan natin ng kamay. And we just declared, God, you promised us wherever we set our foot on, that place is yours. So we declared it. Now, if God says so, we will be there. Saan, Pastor? Soon. You will know, soon. But suffice it to say, wherever you go, you can just declare it. Sumakay ka ng taxi, God, this place is yours. We have Z. Z is right here. Umapa ka ng Italy, God, this place is yours. Speaking of our ministries in Europe, our pastor in Cosenza, Pastor Edward, he's doing a great job. We have two established churches. We're about to establish another one in northern Italy, I was told. Ikaw ba yon? We have one in Norway. Is it? Yeah, Norway. And another one that's going to open in Paris, in France. God is opening doors, people. Sino rito may paa? Taas ang paa. Kamay. Alright? People, wherever you set that foot on, claim your authority. The earth belongs to the Lord. Belongs to our God. Belongs to Abba. God, this place is yours. Which is why we should not play the victim card. Why? God is for us. God is for us. Who can be against us? Amen? Number three, let's move on. So, what door is God opening for us? Oh, I love this one. Verse 27. So eventually, naanoy. Like Paul and Silas, they share the gospel to the... They rebuke the demon outside and cast out the demon in the fortune teller. The managers got mad at them and invented some accusations against them. You know what? Regardless of what accusations may be brought up against you, God is still your defender. And He's the judge. Well, eventually, dahil sa reklamong yon, they were whipped and they were imprisoned. I mean, it did not look good. But I love Paul, I love Silas because they did not play the victim card. Ang lungkot ng ganun eh. Ang lungkot ng ganun. I don't know why I'm dealing with that right now. But some of you here, or a few of you here, or one of you here, you may be thinking like, I'm a victim, kawawa ako. Just remove that thought. That's not from God. Because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Alright? Pastor, talaga naman eh. God is still for you. And that is what matters. Paul and Silas, when they were whipped, when they were imprisoned, when they were placed in stocks, they did not complain, they did not grumble. What did they do? Andar tayo, ha? Sabi rito, verse 23, can we start in verse 23? Verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Look at this. I mean, you're the Apostle Paul. The door was closed to you. Bawal karito. And finally, he receives the call to go to Macedonia. Oh, this is the wide open door. So he enters that door, believing that God has called him to that place. But he encounters some difficulties. Now, watch the mindset here. He encountered some difficulties. The problem with some Christians is this. We place some difficulties. Ay, hindi kay God ito. I thought God called me to Macedonia. But why is this happening? If this is truly from God, this should not be happening. Not so. There are occasions wherein we are actually following God, which is why there are hindrances. But what's so good about the Apostle Paul is that even when he met this opposition, he was hurt, he was imprisoned. Verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Let's reflect on this. You get a negative report. What do? Grumble, complain, hanap ng kakampi, hanap ng panyero. Honestly, you hear something that's against, it's a report that's opposed to you. Maghahanap na ako. Sino nakakakilala kay Caesar? Baka naman may kakilala kay Caesar. I want out of this prison. We can learn from the Apostle Paul. What does he do? About midnight, they prayed. They sang hymns. And you know what's so good? This is midnight, ha? Everybody say midnight.
Midnight.
The other prisoners were there. And it's midnight. When it's midnight, kagabi, sa lugar namin, midnight, may party yung kapitbahay. Tugs. Alam mo yun? Midnight, like, hi! Hindi ka makatulog, magpatulog ka naman! Di ba? But did you notice, Paul and Silas, they were praying, they were singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were asleep. And they were bothered. And they rebuked Paul and Silas and said, Hoy! Kundi kayo makatulog, magpatulog kayo. Kita nyo? No, they were listening. You know what that's called? It's called shifting the atmosphere. They shifted the atmosphere. You know what? Your kindness, your goodness, your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your gentleness can actually shift atmospheres. You may be talking to someone who is so negative, but the presence of God inside of us, when we release it, it shifts atmospheres. Who carries the presence of God here? Tell the person next to you, you shift atmospheres. Amen? Which is why we always say, we are not thermometers, that whatever the climate here is, we just adapt to it. Eh, lahat malungkot. Makikilungkot na rin ako. Eh, lahat nabibigatan, eh di makikibigat na rin ako. Eh, lahat galit, makikigalit na rin ako. Hoy, hoy, anong nangyari? Hindi ko alam, basta galit kami. That's not the way it goes. We're not thermometers, we're thermostats. What's a thermostat? If it's hot in here, set the temperature down. You are in charge. Why? We carry heaven with us. Amen? So people may be wondering, bakit ganyan ang reaction ninyo? Change me. Ibahin mo ako. Amen? Ibahin nyo ang my Jesus. We shift atmospheres. So number three is this. Let's move on, huh? What happened here? About midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying, singing hymns to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, oh, I love the suddenlies of God. Next Sunday, we will have some suddenly from God. Amen. Suddenly next Sunday. Whoa! Na hindi nyo alam, we're negotiating for Araneta eh. And then I woke up. Come over to Araneta. Wow. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open. Everybody's chains came loose. Oh my goodness, when God comes through, He comes through. The jailer woke up when he saw the prison doors open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." You know what I found out? Chief jailers tended to be well paid for their harshness. Part of their job description. If you're applying, I want to be a chief jailer. Are you harsh? They are going for the most brutal person. If you're not brutal, if you're not someone who will cause so much harm and so much wounding to the prisoner, you don't qualify. So the chief jailer here, when he saw, oh my goodness, the prison doors have opened, he was harsh. And so he's thinking, when these prisoners get me, they will be harsh with me as well. If they don't kill me, the Roman emperor will. He will kill me. What you sow is what you reap. But what is so good about God is that He can turn things around. Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." Shifting the atmosphere. The chief jailer was thinking violence. Paul was thinking love. The chief jailer was thinking retaliation. Paul was thinking salvation. Nagbukasan yung mga gate. And the chief jailer was about to kill himself. Wait! Sure ka na ba? Wait! Give me your 3 minutes! I need to talk to you. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Where will you go when you do that? Don't harm yourself. Which leads me to number three. When God opens this new door for us, it is a door. Look at this, huh? Let's move on. Verse 29. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. 30. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Goodness, you talk of an open door. This is an open door. May lumapit na ba sa inyo na ganun? Brad,
What must I do to be saved? Wow, hallelujah.
I mean, you don't see this happen every day. Usually, it is us who try to create an opening. Oh, Brad, kumusta? Oh, kumusta naman biyahe? Oh, saan ang garahe mo? Etc., etc. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Oh, buntis ka ba? Opo. Oy, katuwa naman. Ay, ilang buwan na? 6 months po, yun nga lang po. May problema, may diabetes po ako, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Ah, talaga ba? Alam mo, I can pray for you right now. Talaga po, oo. Kasi si Jesus, He heals. Sige nga po, in Jesus' name, I rebuke diabetes, I command itong baby sa tiyan mo, in the name of Jesus, hindi affected, magiging normal, ikaw at ang baby, in Jesus' name, amen. Salamat po. Oo nga naman. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Open up, open up, open up. I mean, God is opening so many doors, people. So this man, he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" 31. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your
house."
Number 3. What is God opening for us? It's a door to win families. It's a door to win households. God is fast-tracking things, people. I know we're going for individuals. I know we are sharing the gospel to individuals. But I love it when you ask that person, do you have someone else in mind that you want to share the gift of eternal life to? Opo, sino-sino? Si ganito, si ganyan, si ganito, si ganyan. Ilan sila? Mga 4 po. O sige, I'll give you 4 more cards. I-share mo ang gift of eternal life with them. We're not dealing with just individuals. We're dealing with families. We want to see families saved. And this is what's going to happen. Amen? Sino excited sa gagawin ni Lord? Woohoo! I love the open door. I love the open door. It's going to be great. Amen? It's going to be great.